Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, where we talk about doing less, earning more, having a better quality life. So let's dive into today's show. Counterintuitive thought for you today, but you will not multitask your way to success. All right. What's that mean? Well, you got to find one thing. And when you find that one thing, go deep on that one thing that you're really good at, that you really enjoy doing, and cut everything else out. The worst thing, and let me tell you, this is from my own experience. You know, I used to be in the corporate world where we had 5 days to work, and then, oh, if you come in on Saturday, not only can you dress down, we will give you bagels. Wow, that's a bribe, isn't it? I'm going to get a bagel if I separate myself from my family for 4 hours, 6 hours on a Saturday. That's why I quit my job. That's why I launched this podcast, is because, hey, am I the only one that thinks this is just absolute bizarro world? And so then you go for your dream, you become an entrepreneur, and you think you got to wear all these different hats. No. Wherever you are, that's where you should be. Meaning wherever you are, whatever has your focus at that time, that's what needs to get 100% of your focus. And then walk away, detach, cut out, get off the grid. You know, it's no secret how much I love to play golf. And so the way I structure my week is on Mondays, our course is closed. When golf season is around. So I jam everything I can into a Monday. Why? Because Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are not as heavy, you know, meaning I don't have as many calls, don't have as many tasks. Fridays are completely shut down just about. Like I very rarely do any work on a Friday. But when I am working, for example, on Monday, which is my busiest day of the week, number one, I scheduled it that way. So it's not like I wake up on Monday thinking, oh God, it's Monday. This is my big workload. It's like, no, hey, it's Monday. I'm fired up. I knew this day was coming a week ago. I planned it. Nobody put any of this stuff on my calendar. It's everything that I want to do, nothing I dread doing, because anything that I'm not good at doing or I really don't enjoy doing, it gets delegated. Okay, because other people are better at it than I am. They enjoy doing it more than I do. So it's only on my calendar if I enjoy doing it. So I don't dread Monday. Since I left the workforce a long, long time ago, I have never looked at a Monday like, oh, it's the start of the work week. Well, here we go. See you later, family. So wherever I am, that's where I am. You know, it's called being present. And then you got to walk away. So when I'm done Monday, I'm done. Computer, laptop gets shut down, phone gets shut off, right in do not disturb mode, literally do not disturb mode for the rest of the day, the rest of the night. Tuesday's a little bit more, you know, start a little bit later, end a little bit earlier. Same with Wednesday, same with Thursday. Only things on my calendar that I really enjoy doing. Recording this podcast is one of them because I really enjoy doing this. And then Fridays, I'm done. I've just completely cut off the grid and phones back in do not disturb mode. So individuals like, oh, I'm a multitasker. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You cannot multitask your way to success, meaning you cannot be average and be successful at the same time. And if you're multitasking, then you're just average. You're like everybody else out there shuffling this pile of papers from the left side of your desk to the right side of your desk, answering emails like robo reply. Like as soon as something pops up, you see it on your phone. You're like, oh, I got to respond to this right away. No, you don't. It can wait. How much time are you spending rejuvenating yourself, replenishing your energy? Me, used to be just Sunday, but really what that looked like was just fat assing it on the couch. I mean, just laying around, like just completely void of any energy. you know, and then I really did dread Monday because I knew I had this one day on Sunday to just kind of rejuvenate. But even that lasted till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because then I started thinking about work. The best productivity, remember, big fan of the 80-20 rule, 80% of your production is going to come from 20% of your activities, meaning find that 20% that you really enjoy doing. You're going to end up working less, making more, and more importantly, being more happy and full of more joy, because these things, this 20% in your life that you really enjoy, is going to bring you the biggest results, the most money, most revenue, all of that. But you got to unplug. How much time are you planning for fun activities? For me, it's golf or hanging out with the kids, playing in the backyard, summertime in the pool, things like that. How's that? Look at your calendar. Like, how is that stuff showing up? Are you actually even planning a day of rest? Are you planning a day of rejuvenation? Are you planning time away? Because you cannot go at this multitask thing 5 days a week, heck, even 3 days a week, and be the successful person that you want to be. You should spend way more time thinking, being creative, just kind of, I don't want to call it dreaming, but yeah, I think that too. Putting together a vision, you know, for what the next days, weeks, months, years of your life are going to look like. And not really a lot of that should be focused on money, because when you focus on the activity, it's going to bring the money, you know. And here's another thing. The more rest you take, the better you are at the very thing that you want to do. Think of athletes. Think of not even professional. Think college. You can think professional, basketball, football, baseball, people like that. How about entertainers? Do you think they just, like somebody in Hollywood, just makes a movie every day of their life? No. They're on set for, I don't know how long it takes to make a movie, 2 months, 3 months, something like that. They might make one, two a year. What do they do with the rest of the time? Enjoy their life? Probably thinking about reading other scripts. You know, what I love to do a lot is read. I'm a big online reader. I don't read books. I listen to books on Audible. I read a lot of articles. Like, I'll probably read 5 to 10 articles every single day around the topic of personal development, leadership, high performance habits, things like that. Like, I am just immersed in that stuff. And it gives me great ideas, gives me great content for this podcast, makes me a better coach for our clients, makes me a better leader of our team of coaches that we have. And none of that involves a task on a calendar that needs to be done by a deadline. That's crazy town, man. That's no way to enjoy your life. So if you're somebody right now who's like, you're swallowed up by all these tasks, you can delegate that. I think what you'll find, if you just cut them out and don't even do them and focus on the 20% that you really enjoy, you're going to make more money and be happier. I think that's actually just been proven. You know, I mentioned entertainers. You look at athletes. You know, these guys right now, it's basketball season. You know, these NBA players, what do they do in their days off? Probably take an ice bath, maybe get a deep massage. Same thing with football players, you know. Take a couple days through the week, just relax, unplug, get away. They have a bye week. They go off away for 10 days. They're not playing football every single day of the week. But yet as entrepreneurs or small business owners or even employees, we think that if we're not in front of our computer, on our laptop, doing some sort of task, we're not being productive. It's the complete opposite. And I know this because I tried the one way of just bombarding my day. One of the hardest things of transitioning from an employee to an entrepreneur is the guilt that you feel if you're not working right up until 5 o'clock. You know, I had that for 2 or 3 years. I mean, it was just ingrained in me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take a half day off, just not do anything. Guess what happened? Nothing. Like, nothing bad. What, I got rejuvenated. I had a way more energy the next day when I opened up my laptop. And I said, you know what? Let me take a day off. Let me just take an entire day off. What happened there? Better results. Even better than just taking a half day off. So the hardest thing transitioning was, geez, I should really be doing something. I mean, I'm kind of fidgety to, well, I have a family for a reason. Should probably be spending time with them, you know. I have my health. Don't want to be dead at 60. You know, I want to have a nice, I want to be in great health in my 50s and 60s and 70s. And I think there's actually studies as well. And I saw, it's an older one. I think it's from 2002 that showed the retirement age by the age of death. Meaning if people that retired before 50 lived over 80, people who retired at 66 were dead by 67. And I forget that study, the name. I know I saw it. I actually just saw somebody publish that again online. I first saw it about 10 years ago. I saw it again about a week ago. It's like, wow, that's coincidental. You know, talking about this stuff a lot. What's that mean? What it means is the people that retired earlier were probably filled with more joy. And I'm not, here's the thing. Retiring does not mean you stop working. Like, this is my job, what I do, recording and teaching and coaching. It feels so far removed from the traditional, quote, air quotes, job. I'm never going to stop doing this. I don't even want to stop. The people that work till 65, 67 years old that have to work, they're not filled with that joy, and then they leave the job. Then now they're filled with no purpose because the only thing they did the last 40 years was that job. People that retired under the age of 50 still worked, but they worked at something that they really enjoyed doing. And I don't know how much money they had when they retired, but my thought, money at some point starts to take a back seat to the level of joy you're going to have for the remaining years of your life. So all of that to say, you cannot multitask your way to success. All right? Think about it. And thanks for listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I hope this planted a seed in good soil with you. I'll see you on the next episode. Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.